Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
On the line with us now is the City of Albany Mayor Dennis Wellington. Mayor, good morning.
Morning, Terry.
Great turnout on Saturday to thank the fireys in Albany Town Square.
Yeah, it was a good exercise, wasn't it? Terrific to see the number of people there and all the fireys coming in and that big photograph in front of the town hall. It was just a great exercise and something we're very thankful for the work that they did and looking after the city.
What I liked about it most was a good opportunity for the kids to get down there and go inside and have a bit of a look and a bit of a feel. And, you know, maybe one day we could be seeing future volleys joining the ranks.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realise the amount of equipment that it takes to look after all of this sort of thing. And there's 20-odd trucks there of different sizes, etc. And as you say, the kids get in and have a look and hear the sirens go off and all that sort of thing. It was just a good exercise and a good chance to educate a lot of the people about how things work.
Yeah, we've had roadworks on Middleton Road since January this year, but it looks like it's about to come to a conclusion.
Yeah, just about finished in that one. I think it's going to be it's been a long exercise, but a pretty good one. The road's very smooth and it looks terrific, etc. It takes an enormous amount of traffic, that road. And we're very pleased with the result, just finishing off all the driveways and entrances to properties, etc. now and getting it all cleaned up. It should be finished by the end of the week.
Is that the biggest project on Middleton Road for a long time?
Well, it has been. That's quite a long stretch of road, and it's been coming for quite some time. It was about $2.3 million worth of work. And we're going to do a similar thing to Albany Highway from the roundabout into town, which will probably start about November. As soon as we get over the wet period, etc., we'll do the same sort of thing with the same sort of road markings and colourings. And the quality of road that is there, I think the quality is very important because it's got to last a long time and take a lot of traffic. It's a bit inconvenient while it happens, but I think the end result is well worth it.
And concerns last week for a number of homes and businesses in that stretch because there were some Telstra cables damaged. Has there been any contact with the city about that?
Well, there has been, but that was very unfortunate. It's something that nobody could foresee, etc., and it damaged a very important cable, but they get on and did some work on that, and everything should be back to square one by now. It's something that was just very unfortunate and something that we didn't foresee coming up, so hopefully it won't happen again.
Do you think businesses out there could be in line for compensation for loss of business because of the phones being out?
I'm not sure what the situation is with that as far as that's concerned, but that will go through the normal course of events and see what can be done in that regard. So I'm not sure that goes back to the insurers, etc., and the liability of the people concerned. So that will be handled by somebody else.
City of Albany Mayor Dennis Wellington, great to have a chat again.
Thanks very much, Terry.
Now my great pleasure to welcome Grant Pollard, Officer in Charge of the Albany Police. Grant, very good morning.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to all your listeners.
Been a while since we had a bit of a chat. Keeping yourself busy?
Have been. Steady, I would say. Not anything of major concern, but always steady.
Grant, there was an incident overnight just out of Kendon up. Vehicles being torched.
I noted that this morning. That's in the Mount Barker area. Mount Barker police are conducting further inquiries into it. It's a little bit strange to have something like that occur out there, but the Mount Barker police are onto it and they're continuing investigations today.
All right, I'm sure we'll hear more about that later on. You want to talk about property theft today? There's been a few incidents around the place.
Look, there always is. What brought this to my attention was that one of the major chain stores earlier this month had a property retention officer, or a plainclothes security officer, for want of a better term, attend one of their stores in Albany for 3 days. During that 3-day operation, he prevented the loss of over $1,700 worth of goods from being removed from the store, which works out to be over $500 a day. So it is quite a substantial amount. The property retention officer, during that 3-day operation, issued 15 barring notices to offenders. We charged 11 persons with stealing, and 2 inquiries are continuing regarding the theft of over $500 worth of health and beauty products. So it just goes to show that the amount of general theft from stores can be quite substantial, and it will impact on businesses and profit goals.
Grant Poller, before we let you go, there was an incident out of Perth where a passenger in an Uber vehicle was fined for street drinking. Is this a bit of a grey area for people out there?
Look, Terry, I think it is. People automatically think street drinking just applies to when you're walking down the footpath with a beverage in your hand and you're drinking that. However, the street is the street. It applies anywhere on that street. So whether you're inside a vehicle or outside, the same law applies. So a lot of the general public may not be aware of it. So certainly this is a good opportunity to get that message out to them. You can't drink out on the street in any form or fashion, whether you're a pedestrian or a passenger.
And we're getting pretty close to Triple M's Toss the Boss. It's been a while since we've tossed our leaders into the water, into the cold waters of Princess Royal Harbour. And it's happening this Friday at 12 noon. So you've got a few days to make a donation, and lots of generous businesses across the community are supporting us as we raise money for the Triple M Regional Assistance Fund at Perth Children's Hospital. One of those businesses is Grande Foods, and on the dog and bone from Grande, a man that has been dobbed in is Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
How do you feel before Friday?
Nervous.
Who dobbed you in?
Abigail in our accounts team. She... Yeah, just gave me the tap on the shoulder and informed me that it's happening.
So you had no say in this at all?
No.
Does she get a pay docked or does she get a written warning because of this?
We'll see how we go Friday and we'll do a review.
Oh, so two people are going to be in a bit of strife here. You'll be going into the cold waters and she could be, well, on her way out. You could be pouring
cold
water.
Cold shoulder, yeah.
Cold shoulder, I like it. But Daniel, seriously, what under Grande Foods for getting on board? Triple M's Regional Assistance Fund at Perth Children's Hospital, which just opened a few weeks ago. A lot of families from the Great Southern travel to the city and we help them out with things like food, fuel and accommodation. And in your line of work, you're on the roads quite a bit and you're speaking to a lot of people in the community.
Yeah, so we've been trying to put it out there and get a few dollars raised. So it's been on the back of all of our invoices and our... sales team have been out there, just informing people of what we're doing and why we're doing it. So that's been good.
Dan, you got kids yourself?
Yeah, we've got two.
And fit and healthy?
Yeah, I've been very blessed, actually. Both Harrison and Olivia have been fit and healthy, and it's been great.
So a good opportunity for you to give back to those who may not be in the same position, people that are travelling regularly to Perth. I caught up with one gentleman. He says he's up there monthly. And wow, people might be there more regularly than that. So when you're on the road, when you're away from work and you're out of employment for a while, you certainly need some funds, and this is a great opportunity to get some dollars in the account.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people that do need some help. So it's, nice to be a part of the cause and to help out.
Toss the Boss, the countdown is on. Friday, 12 noon. Come and join us at the Albany Marina. We'll be tossing them in one by one. And Daniel from Grande Foods, thanks so much for being a good sport and good luck on Friday.
No worries, Terry, and thank you to Triple M for organising the event.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Stirling Terrace, Albany.
We start the week off, we're at $4,660. So you need to tell us what our sound is and where you can find it. Lisa's on 132710. Lisa, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's a handheld FPOS machine swiping a card.
A handheld FPOS machine swiping a card. Where are we doing that, Lisa?
At ALAC.
Using an FPOS machine at ALAC, I'm sorry. That is not it. Oh,
thank you.
Good try, though. Langdon's on 132710. Oh, we've just lost him. Let's go to Buddy. G'day, Buddy.
Yeah, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, fine.
That's not Buddy Franklin, is it, from Sydney Swans?
No.
You just share the same nickname.
I'm not, no. I'm not that guy.
Buddy, I want to try and give you $4,660. What do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I thought it was the lift in the thing going up.
A lift going up?
Entertainment centre, yeah.
Oh, yes, the see-through lift, yeah. Buddy, that's not the one, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right, good try. Thanks, Buddy. And Tanya's with us, 132710. What do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I think, I've guessed this before, but I'm changing the venue. I think it's the retractable crowd control barrier down at the entertainment centre.
And what are we doing with that retractable barrier, Tanya?
We're just closing the belt, how it goes into the actual bollard. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not it.
No worries.
Do you remember the old Masters flavoured milk ad with hey, how's the Tanya, mate?
Yeah, I do.
You still get that after 20 years?
I do. I certainly do. It's fun.
Good on you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Jackpot returns tomorrow. We're at $4,680. Will this sound go off before the end of the week? I hope so. I really do. It's your Sound of Albany with Rustler Steakhouse, Triple M.